Let's do the birthday scam. Gonna call up Glenn. He built a greenhouse, really nice one with, you know, gas and electric and climate control, but he failed to go through the Homeowners Association.
Hello?
Hey, hello, is Glenn there?
This is him.
Glenn, this is Robert from the Civic Association. How are you?
Pretty good.
Apparently you have a structure in your backyard that we were not notified about, some type of greenhouse.
I'll tell you what, I'm on my cell phone on the West Belt right now.
Yeah.
Let me get your phone number and call you back this afternoon.
Well, golly, I'm headed out of town. Can I just talk to you for a sec right now?
Okay.
And I don't know how permanent it is, but can we request that you take it down until we go through the proper procedure?
No. No, well, I won't. No, I won't take. No, I will not do that.
Well, I hate to have you be so abrupt like that. I mean, there are.
Well, you're. It is kind of permanent. It has gas and electricity and water ran to it.
Wow.
I mean, it's not that simple of a thing to take down.
Well, but you understand how that could be unsightly to neighbors.
What neighbor is making a complaint?
Well, I really don't want to reveal that.
The lady behind me, but she has a structure worse than mine there.
Well, that's beside the point.
I'm sorry, what?
That's kind of beside the point.
Yes, I agree with you. It is.
Do these gas lines have valves, obviously, somewhere that you could shut off?
You know, we're wasting our time talking about I'm not going to take it down until I look into the deed restriction.
I can send someone over there to take it down if you're going to force the issue.
Well, don't you think you're being a little abrupt? You know, you called me. I'm on the freeway doing 60 right now, and you're trying to tell me to take down structure in my house.
Well, I'm not
but
used
I'll tell you now, y'all aren't going to call and threaten to tear down part of my property while I'm doing 60 miles an hour on the freeway.
I don't care how fast you're going, and I'm not used to people opposing me like this. And I'm about ready to head over there. Head over there with a pickaxe and take that thing down myself.
Let me get off the freeway, okay? Let me get off the freeway so I won't be driving talking on the cell phone.
That's right. I don't want an accident.
That's right. Neither do I. So let me get over here
before you go into the bio because you're arguing with me when you shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, you have to understand. You can't make one phone call, tell someone to tear down the property, and then expect to give you some answer.
Oh,
right
I think
on the
I can. I think I've got you by the short hairs on this one.
You think you have me by the short hair?
Yes.
Are you saying you think you get me by the balls?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, is that what you're insinuating? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's just an expression.
Are you saying you think you have the upper hand on this? Is that what you're
saying? That's correct, yes.
Oh, okay. Because I just never heard by the short hair.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Use it sometimes. It's effective.
All right, now.
Here's what I'm. Let me tell you what I'm proposing. I have some plants. And you don't need to know what kind they are, and please don't ask.
Okay.
But let's just say these are indoor, hydroponically grown plants that come in their own pots.
Okay.
And it's a little crop that I'm growing, and your greenhouse might just be the perfect environment for them.
Okay.
Is that something you think we could arrange?
No.
I will share with you part of my harvest.
Nah, it wouldn't work.
I'm going to have a lot of plants in there. I could spare you a couple pounds.
No.
Come on, man.
This isn't Dean and Raj, is it?
What makes you say that?
This is Dean and Raj.
Yes, hello. Glenn, happy birthday.
I'll be damned. This year's been strange for a minute.
Yeah, Brenda wanted us to call you and do the scam.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, buddy.